In 1932, the Bank of France asked the United States to convert their holdings from dollars into gold. But it was too inconvenient to actually think about shipping all of that gold over to Europe. So instead, someone went to where that gold is being stored, and they just labeled it as belonging to France now. And everyone agreed that France owned the gold. It's just like those rhinestones. The point I want to make with these two examples is that there's nothing inherently valuable about a dollar or a stone or a coin. The only reason that these things have any value is because we've all decided that they should. And because we've decided that, they do. Money is about the exchanges and the transactions that we have with each other. Money isn't anything objective. It's about a collective story that we tell each other about value, a collective fiction. And that's a really powerful concept. In the past two decades, we've begun to use digital money. So I get paid via direct deposit, I pay my rent via bank transfer, I pay my taxes online, and every month a small amount of money is deducted from my paycheck and invested in mutual funds in my retirement account. All of these interactions are literally just changing ones and zeros on computers. There's not even anything physical like a stone or a coin. Digital money makes it so that I can pay someone around the world in seconds.